Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Good morning across Wisconsin and across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Allbaugh. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of November, 2022. Welcome in to our Hump Day midweek show, the day before Thanksgiving. If you are traveling out and about, we hope you do so safely. Wherever you are joining us from today, whether it's on WRCE in Richland Center over the air, or whether it's on WXCO in beautiful Wausau, or further up north in Amory at WXCE. We welcome you in, or perhaps you're one of the smart folk who have gone to your app store on your smartphone and put in Civic Media, downloaded that, takes about a minute, it's free, and then you go to other stations on the Civic Media app, scroll down to WRCE, News in the Center, and hit that, and you can stream us wherever you are going today if you are not in the airwaves of one of those three stations across the state that we are on today. Weather forecast, if you're traveling today, do so carefully, at least in the southern part of our listening area around Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin. No worries at all. Sunny day today, a high near 51. Beautiful weather. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a chance of drizzle, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy, and a high near 48 for Thanksgiving Day. In Wausau today, some patchy fog clearing here in about an hour or so, but if you're driving near Wausau, do so carefully. Otherwise, sunny, a high of 43 in Wausau today on Thanksgiving. A slight chance of drizzle after 9 a.m. Some patchy fog once again in the morning around Wausau, and a high of 42 for Turkey Day. And up in Amory for today, look for a sunny sky, a high near 39. And tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day in Amory, a slight chance of snow before 7 a.m. Then a slight chance of drizzle and snow between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. And more drizzle continuing throughout the day. A high of 37 in Amory, so a bit dicier. So if you're headed north of Wausau towards Amory and points further north, do look for some perhaps patchy drizzle with a little bit of snow up there. But otherwise, mid part of the state, Wausau on down through Richland Center's neck of the woods, down through Madison, that area. Going to be a beautiful day to travel and a beautiful Thanksgiving as well for each and every one of you. Mr. Aaron Zommers joins us as he does each and every day of the program. Our producer, our engineer, all-around great guy, Zommers. How you doing?
Doing pretty well this morning. Just had a donut. Did you bring those in?
I did.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm an old-fashioned guy, but I don't really enjoy old-fashioned donuts that much. Once in a while. But I'm an old-fashioned guy, so I stopped to get a hard copy of the Wisconsin State Journal on the way in, a quick trip, and picked up a few donuts for the folks. So, yeah, enjoy those. Mr. Zommers will be back with us. Well, he'll be with us throughout the show, but later on in the program, some lighter news, things you could do with your family over the Thanksgiving holiday. He'll give us another one of his board games for this week. We'll have a partially live show on tape tomorrow and some best of interviews tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Kira Sabin will be one of the people we're bringing back tomorrow on her segment on how to get along with relatives, obnoxious relatives during the holidays. Maybe you're going to dinner tomorrow with someone that you don't see eye to eye with politically. Kira is going to tell you exactly how to handle those folks. And I'll cut to the chase. Just set boundaries. I'm looking forward to having grandma's pie, but we're not talking about politics. Just set it out there right away. But Kira will give you all that good information on tomorrow's show. And then also Black Friday, we'll also have a pre-recorded show. Jason from Dane Buy Local here on the Civic Media Network will be with us, and he'll tell us about buying locally in your neck of the woods, whether it's in southwest Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, or northern Wisconsin. Jason will have some great tips on, rather than going to the big box stores, how you can shop locally and support our local businesses throughout the state of Wisconsin. A tough day, I'll be honest. A tough day. I don't mean to be a downer on the day before Thanksgiving, and was looking forward to, I kind of had a show lined up, and then news broke late in our show yesterday in the last 20 minutes or so, and I read it in real time, and it was a bit surreal. Those who don't know, listening on other areas of our network or streaming the program, I grew up in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. I attended UW Richland and also UW Platteville. I'm an alum of both, and both are very near and dear to my heart. And it was announced yesterday during this program from the UW system in Madison and kind of through the chancellor at UW Platteville that UW Platteville Richland is, for all intent and purposes, closing. They're kind of couching it and saying, well, academic programs, degree programs are being shifted to Platteville. But the campus is still going to be there and open, which may be the case. But it's kind of like going to Culver's and they say, we don't have any custard, we don't have any burgers, we don't have any fries, but we're still here. Is it really still Culver's? Probably not. So that's, in essence, what was announced yesterday. Former Chancellor Dennis Shields kind of coined the phrase, or like to use the phrase all the time at Platteville. It's a great day, or every day is a great day to be a pioneer. He'd say that all the time. Every day is a great day to be a pioneer. And, you know, that was fine. It was good. I will tell you, as an alum, today is not a great day to be a pioneer. It sucks, pretty honestly, for a lot of reasons. And when we come back, we are going to tell you what you need to know, the top headlines of the day. And then we are going to dive into this situation at UW Richland and UW Platteville. At the bottom of the hour, Richland County Board Chair Marty Brewer will join us. And then at 8:45, Linda Gentis, Friends of the Campus, will be on with us as well. We will get to the bottom of everything. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. To the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is about 15 past the hour of 8 o'clock if you're in Richland Center today. Sunny skies will be the weather and a high of 51 in Wausau. Expect sunny skies and 43 in Amory. Sunny skies and 39 today. Thanksgiving forecast looks like good driving weather, except for all of maybe but northern Wisconsin. Amory, that area, points north, may get a few flurries and a bit of drizzle on Thanksgiving. The rest of us will see at least partly sunny skies and highs in the 40s for Thanksgiving. As my former boss liked to say in the morning when he called in, what do you know? Here are the things that you need to know as you start this Wednesday, the 23rd of November, 2022. As we mentioned before at the top of the broadcast, the UW system announces that UW Platteville Richland will, for all intent and purposes, close after this academic year as they will suspend the academic degree programs at that campus. A plan is set in, or supposed to be set in place by the chancellor at Platteville later this year. We are going to get into that in just a moment. And again, Richland County Board Chair Marty Brewer joins us at the bottom of the hour live. Elsewhere across the U.S., yet another shooting last night. This time, at least 6 people are dead, 4 injured in another mass shooting in a Walmart last night in Chesapeake, Virginia. The U.S. Supreme Court refuses to intervene, so former President Donald Trump, his tax records will, in fact, be released by the IRS. Trump had asked SCOTUS to stop the release. Those tax records will now go to the House Democrat Committee investigating and looking at the former president's tax dealings. 55 million people will be traveling across the United States this weekend, according to AAA. Again, if you are one of them, drive safely. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in what could be his final briefing before he steps down as the president's medical advisor, announces a 6-week push by the Biden administration to urge all people to get their COVID-19 booster before the holidays. Nice to see Dr. Fauci one last time at the podium. He looks fantastic and stepping down, but again, completely selfless. He could have talked about his career, but the last thing you want people to know is to get boosted and take care of yourselves. So a wonderful guy, which we owe a lot of debt to. And in a bit of lighter news this week, if you're watching on Facebook or Twitter or our live stream, I have a Wisconsin jersey on, but not just any Wisconsin Badger football jersey. It is my autographed, signed Brady Ewing football jersey, number 34.
Fancy.
I know. Again, if you're not from the RC, if you're from points further north or streaming the show, Brady Ewing from Richland Center, not just from Richland Center, but in my hood, in my neighborhood, And that is where he comes from. And he was a walk-on for the University of Wisconsin-Madison and then earned a scholarship, played fullback for the Badgers, and then was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL and also played for Jacksonville. So I think besides Vern Gaichart, who played in Major League Baseball, I think Brady is the only person from Richland County to ever make the major leagues or a professional-level sports team like that. And also, just an all-around great guy, a fantastic guy, a fantastic family. And I've always admired Brady because of his positivity. You know, he was a walk-on. He had to earn his way to a scholarship. He went into the NFL. He fought through some injury problems, but always a positive attitude. And when I got dressed this morning, it's Axe Week at Madison, meaning that the Badger football team is playing the P.J. Flexters, better known as the Minnesota Golden Gophers. P.J. Fleck is the goofy coach up there, so I call him the P.J. Flexters. But they're playing the Flexters on Saturday at Camp Randall at 2:30 to get back the axe. It's the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. So I thought, in honor of that, I'm putting on my Cardinal and white, my Brady Ewing jersey. I'm going to try to hone some Brady Ewing energy this morning, a positivity, as we get through a rather rough morning on some rough news for a lot of us today. Speaking of that, as I said, it was a tough day for me yesterday as it was announced that UW Richland, for all intent and purposes, will be closing the two-year campus there. And for those of you who are listening, perhaps Wausau or Amory or around the state, and you say, well, why, Todd? Why spend so much time on this subject? You know, it only affects a small part of the listening area, and it doesn't affect me. I understand why you would say that. But before you turn us off and before you move on, let me ask you this. If you're in Wausau, do you have somebody that you know that goes to UW Marathon County? Do you have somebody that goes to UW Marshfield in Wood County? If you're up by Amory, do you know somebody that goes to UW Barron County? Because if you do, this does affect you. In fact, if you're a believer in higher education and the University of Wisconsin system, this affects you. Because this goes far deeper than UW-Platteville and UW-Richland. And we're going to dive into this today and tell you exactly how and why you need to be concerned. We're going to bring on Marty Brewer, the board chair of the Richland County Board, here in just a few minutes at 8:30. And because these two-year campuses, they are partnerships between the county boards and the university system. And so the county board has a lot of say in what goes on at these campuses, how the facilities are taken care of. Local tax dollars are used for maintenance. And so that's why the county board is such an integral part of these two-year campus facilities. We'll have Marty on here in just a few minutes. I thought to start off, to kind of set the table, I would read to you at least a portion of the story that was in the Wisconsin State Journal this morning. Above the fold, top of the headline, UW-Platteville Richland Center enrollment plummets, degree programs moving. Which, in honesty, I think that's kind of a weird headline. Sorry, but I do. Because degree programs moving. I mean, that essentially the campus is being closed. But anyway, I read on. The University of Wisconsin system has ordered UW-Platteville to shift its instructional programs away from its Richland Center campus starting next year, as enrollment hits an all-time low. In a letter to Tuesday to UW-Platteville Interim Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich, System President Jay Rothman outlined a four-step plan for the Richland Center campus, which includes moving all instructional programs to either the Platteville or Baraboo campuses for the fall of 2023, while developing a plan to, quote, maintain a suitable presence at the Richland County campus through such things as enrichment programs or course or for adults. I'm going to stop here. Why does it say Baraboo? So a few years back, and we'll get into this more later in this hour, the UW system recombined the two-year campuses with the original four-year campus from which it came, if there was one. So years ago in the early 70s, there was UW-Madison, and then a separate entity, but, you know, siblings, was the UW system campuses, including everybody else. And then they created what's known as the UW system. and all the campuses got put under the same umbrella, so to speak. And so when they began UW-Richland, it was a branch campus of the UW system campus at Platteville. It was a branch campus. Then they separated out all of the two-year, the 13 two-year colleges across the state and made them into their own entity with their own chancellor. It was that was the time that I attended UW-Richland. And the campuses were strong. They had their own chancellor. They were attached to the UW system. You could start there with a liberal arts degree, and you could transfer to a four-year campus if you had an associate degree from the two-year campus, and that met all of your general ed requirements for the four-year to get your degree. And we're going to go into this a little bit later, but along came a guy by the name of Ray Cross, who is the president of UW system, right around the time of Act 10, a little after that, when Scott Walker was governor. And Ray had been the chancellor for the colleges and was a huge advocate for them. And we thought a great guy. I was working for former Senator, State Senator Dale Schultz at the time. Dale was the chair of the Senate Education, Higher Education and Colleges Committee in the State Senate. Longtime advocate for education. He himself, Dale, an alum of UW-Madison, his wife, his kids, a rich history of supporting higher education. And Ray would come in and shoot the breeze and talk about how passionate he was for higher education and the colleges in particular. And there were rumors at that time that maybe to save money, quote unquote, they would combine it back with the Platteville or the 4 years. And Ray was like, no, we don't want to do that. Well, guess what happened? Ray Cross became the president of the system. And again, at first, he was fighting for the two-year colleges. And then Scott Walker came along and wanted to chop budgets left and right in all education, higher and otherwise. And Ray took a stand and said, this is the budget, and I'm not going to budge. Went back away from that. And if Scott Walker and the Republicans don't like it, I'm going to resign. I thought, wow, that's fantastic. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to martyrdom. I guess Ray figured out that he liked his salary and he liked the president's residence for the UW system. I'm not sure. He wanted to stay in the good graces of Scott Walker and the Republicans, so he folded. He folded like a cheap tent and decided to save money, quote unquote, and restructured this whole thing. And he framed it as, oh, I'm saving the two-year campuses. If not for this plan, they would have gotten rid of all of them. Not true. And so they returned the two-year campuses to the four-year campuses as satellite campuses, as branch campuses. They combined them. So that's why it is now called UW-Platteville Richland Campus. Basically, the Richland Center campus is like a college within UW-Platteville. But when that happened, it used to be that each two-year campus had their own dean. It's something I know a little bit about. Because as it turns out, my maternal grandmother, Marge Wallace, was the first woman in the state of Wisconsin to serve as a dean of a UW institution. That institution was UW-Richland. She was the president of the Richland County Teachers College in the 60s. When Platteville announced the system announced they were looking to build a two-year campus, she shut down classes at the Richland County Teachers College to go out and get petitions signed to advocate to get Richland Center to be one of those locations. She worked with legislators, both Republican and Democrat, to convince them to get on board. People like Jess Miller, people like Milford Kintz. And she drove these to Madison herself at a time when women were not even allowed to be in these meetings. Think of that. Young people today would find that preposterous. But my grandmother would go in and she'd stand out in the hallway and she had a big, loud, bohemian voice. And the men inside the border regions, is that Marge Wallace? It sure is. Well, let her in. And she literally fought, and there were others, let me be clear, but my grandmother was the leading advocate and ended up getting the funding to help the Richland campus get built. And because women weren't allowed in administrative positions, they named another guy as the dean. He lasted about a year, and then they named my grandmother. So I have a little bit of insight here, folks. And so sit back, get a cup of coffee. It's going to be story time with Todd today on the Richland campus and system. And there's a lot of things that people don't know, we'll tell you. On the Todd Allball Show, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is 8:32 on Wednesday, the 23rd of November, 2022. We welcome you back in. Thanks for listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking this morning before the break about the big news that we broke yesterday on this show. Not something that I wanted to break, but became apparent during the last 15 minutes of this show yesterday when UW System President and the Chancellor of Platteville announced that UW Platteville Richland, the campus at Richland Center, would, for all intent and purposes, be closing academic programs after this academic year. Made a lot of phone calls last night, talked to a lot of good folks back in Richland County, and I appreciate everybody for taking the time. One of those good people is Richland County Board Chairman Marty Brewer, who joins us now live in Richland Center. And Chairman Brewer, we thank you for being with us, and thank you for being here today on a tough day for Richland County.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning from Richland County.
Indeed. You got the news yesterday, I assume, prior to or about the same time as everybody else. What was your first reaction to it?
Well, I guess my reaction was one of possibly relief because I knew this action would be inevitable as when the university looked at the financials, which they've, of course, been looking at over the past year, 2 years, 3 years. The pandemic changed everything. The enrollment at the campus was declining leading into the pandemic, and that really added the final blow as far as enrollment was concerned, because the campus always had a pretty robust international student body, and that of course ended entirely with the pandemic. So since that time we've been talking to the university, suggesting ways. One of the things that we noticed with the university, well, I was on the campus committee for a couple years, and it seemed that every time we met with the UW people, there was a change in operation. At one time, our campus was almost a standalone. We had our own dean. Things were humming along quite efficiently. And then the next iteration, we no longer had a dean. Well, we were then put in a campus conglomeration with Rock, us, and Baraboo. Then that changed. And then the final situation was we were then part of Platteville campus again, which that's the way the campus here started out 70 years ago. So we were part of that, and it was just a struggle to maintain the same level of, there was always, it seemed like there was a declining support for the campus, and that can be proven looking back on the financials. I think we show that the support that the university gave was actually 28% lower in the last 5 years.
That's something I want to pick up on.
The loss of the dean, and then the big one was loss of a full-time recruiter here.
Right, and that's what I want to pick up on, Marty. Richland County Board Chairman Marty Brewer joining us today talking about the announcement of closing of the Richland campus after this academic year. You said your first reaction was relief. I can appreciate that from your standpoint. I know you have a lot on your plate, a lot to deal with, and this has been very stressful. But I'll be honest, my first reaction was just being ticked off and being very upset. Yeah. Because not at people in Richland Center, not because of actions from the county board or the city council or the team at the Richland Center campus. I'm ticked off because of what you mentioned here, which is the lack of support for the campus from the state level. And you pointed me to the Wisconsin Counties Association last night. I went on there and found the resolution. It's resolution number 22-72, sponsored by Richland County. And it's requesting the state of Wisconsin support for UW colleges to where it was supporting them in 2015. I'll just read a couple of paragraphs. It says, whereas starting in 2016-17, state support for the UW-Richland decreased by 28% compared to 15-16 and has decreased incrementally each year. And whereas because of these decreases and reorganization by the state, the Richland campus no longer has the staff positions of a dean, 5 associate student services coordinators, 1 custodian, 3 financial specialists, 1 library assistant, 1 continuing education coordinator, 1 first year initiative coordinator, and the list goes on. So I think you absolutely nailed it when state legislators don't protect a campus in their district, when the state legislature doesn't approve the funds. How is the county supposed to pick that up? Because we have people that don't even understand what shared revenue is. And so, I mean, they have basically, in my opinion, you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, they have starved the UW-Richland campus of its resources, of its recruitment, of its staff. What did they expect was going to happen?
Right. And when I said I felt relief, it was only that now we can finally start our planning, and rather than holding out that maybe a hope, maybe a false hope that the UW system was actually going to step in and try to do something. But now we can start looking at the campus and looking at the buildings that are there and the tremendous financial investment the county has made in those buildings. I mean, this was a plan, a deal forged 70 years ago, or 60 years ago, in between the county and the UW system. And county acquired the land, built the buildings, built the campus, and the UW system was to provide the professors and the administration and running the campus, so the education part of it. So,
Marty, do you think there's...
seems like that's no longer the deal.
Do you think there's any chance at this point... I mean, I'll be honest. I was a little disappointed. I saw the statements from State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Kurtz, who represent Richland Center in the state legislature now. You know, instead of having any amount of anger or, hey, we're going to get on the phone and we're having a meeting tomorrow at Richland Center and we're going to see if there's any way to change or alter this. Because we have, in this state, right now over a $6 billion, with a B, a $6 billion state surplus.
$6 billion, right.
Right?
B with a B.
A B. So Howard Markline is the chair of the Joint Finance Committee, the most powerful committee in the state legislature that controls the budget. I just find it curious and odd that they can't find the money for a recruiter at UW-Richland. And I would just disappointed that their first reaction, well, this is too bad, too bad. I mean, where's the fight? I mean, have you had interactions with them over the last few months to update you?
Representative Kurtz has initiated a meeting the beginning of next month with the president of the Southwest Tech system. And I assume that we're going to talk about Southwest Tech not taking over the whole campus, but perhaps having a presence there. But that's about it. I haven't received any word from Howard or Tony or our other two representatives that we deal with.
I think that's unforgivable. The hard work that the people of Richland County do to have kept that campus going, the foundation, the people who have given money and time and effort to keep that campus going, because not only is it a great educational asset, you understand the economic value. There were studies been done, one by former Professor Emil Haney at the campus, that talked about the millions of dollars that that campus brings in to Richland County. So from an economic standpoint, how do you see this affecting Richland County?
Well, you're right. There will be an economic shortage, but we've probably been dealing with that the last several years. But another thing that will be impacted is the social impact, the world impact, the worldview impact that 100%. The campus brought to us. It elevated Richland County from just another rural county in Wisconsin to actually one that can take its place, you know, in national and world view conversations.
Marty, I think that is so well said, because I will tell you, my life would be completely different had I not had the experience of going to the campus and being part of the Central American Scholarship Program, being an ambassador. I got my best friend out of that program. My two godsons are results of that program indirectly. Their mom is from El Salvador. Their parents met at the Richland campus. My life would be completely different if not for that international program started by Tom Oates, a former dean, and Linda Gentis years ago. And so you're right. We lose something as a community without that campus, not just economically, but from a social and higher thinking level.
Right, right. I always called it the jewel of the county, not only in the way it looks and presents itself, but consider this. When you drive into Richland Center from the east, it's a string of, fast food, et cetera, which is great. The road is rough. It pounds your vehicle to pieces. But coming in from the west, what a beautiful setting for the community. First, you have the high school, which is nicely situated against the hill there. And then you have that beautiful campus that you drive by. So you think, wow, here's a community that's really got it.
100%. We'll talk more later about, are there ways to possibly, still salvage something? But for a moment, let's just say for the sake of argument that the cake is baked and we're not going to be able to reverse this. What was your kind of knee-jerk reaction and people you've been talking to? What might be the future for that facility? Are there any ideas or people working on what's next for the UW-Richland campus?
There have been conversations had. I'm not at liberty to divulge the exact nature, but I will say that education has been looking at that. And, of course, we've got the meeting set up with Southwest Tech. So when I say education, well, you might assume maybe it's the high school right next door. And if we can somehow achieve some sort of marriage there, that would be wonderful. I see, looking at the long game here, Todd, I see that these buildings were built and dedicated to the education of young people, and if we can further that in a different way or different manner, we're still achieving the goal, the original goal. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem in talking to people about that. And maybe we won't have a university program, but maybe we'll have a more technical bent to the education we give there. That's okay, too.
No, I agree with you. I mean, from the sense of, not everyone is meant to go to college. I get that. And we're in need of people in the trades desperately. And some people aren't going to go into college at all. They're going to go into the military, and that's great. So, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. But what irritates me the most this morning, Marty, is I feel that our elected officials at the state level and our university system failed Richland County, because they weren't there to give the resources to make this successful. And I was in state government for 30 years. They've been talking about closing Superior, Parkside, UW Marathon in 2 years. They've never actually pulled the trigger. So I just find it so curious. Why Richland County and why now? There seems like to me, and we'll talk about this later on today or this morning, there are other things going on at UWP that I think people need to be aware of that this is not the fault today of UW-Richland, the people there on the ground, or Richland Center. This goes beyond that. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank the people doing the hard work on the ground there in Richland County. We have about a minute left. What is your next step as county board chair in Richland County?
Well, we're, obviously, we'll get together with our education committee. And a few months ago, I charged them with the task of develop a plan for your buildings, develop a plan, worst-case scenario, if the university leaves.
Well, that's,
what are you going to do then? Because we've got valuable asset there.
We appreciate that, Marty. Yeah, sorry to cut you off, but we ran out of time here, but I appreciate you joining us today. That's Marty Brewer, Richland County Board Chair. Thanks, Marty. We'll be back with Linda Gentis.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Back with more of the Todd Allball Show after this. Very appropriate song by Aaron Zommer is our producer. That apparently is what plays on the Republican caucus music channels these days. We don't need no education, right? We don't need an educational system. Welcome back, Todd Allball, the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network on our home station of WRCE in Richland Center, or on WXCO in Wausau, WXCE in Amory, or on our streaming app worldwide. Talking about the closure, the announcement of the closure of the UW-Richland campus yesterday from the other system. And again, if you're listening to us outside of Richland County and you're saying, well, how does this affect me? Because whether you live up by UW-Barron County, Marathon County, Marshfield, or the other two-year campuses, what is happening today, yesterday and today, right now at UW-Richland is a microcosm for what very well could come to your community next. As Republicans maintain control of the legislature, we do have Tony Evers with a veto pen in the governor's office. But our higher education institutions, all of education, the funds are being siphoned off. Our institutions are being starved of their resources, and then they're being told, well, you failed. And it's not right, and people need to know this, because there are really great people doing really great things in our local community. One of those is Linda Gentis, who joins us now live from Richland Center as well. Linda Gentis, a dear friend and a longtime friend of mine, she joins us live. She is a member of the Richland County Board of Supervisors and the chair of the Education Standing Committee. Good morning, Linda, on a tough morning.
Good morning, Todd. I'm very pleased to be able to talk on the radio and to share the shock way that is going through this community.
I appreciate you taking the time. I know you have other plans, and I appreciate your time this morning, but I think it's so important to hear from you because you offer a unique perspective. When I was a student there, you were in charge of the international program, the Central American Scholarship Program, which brought individuals from Central America, from poor families, but were highly bright academically, for a two-year scholarship program. You were smart enough to match up Wisconsinite students as ambassadors with the Central American students. And as I said to Marty in the last segment, it changed my life. I wouldn't be who I am today without that program and that interaction. So we talk about losing the campus. It's not just the academics. It's not just the economics. It's the social and community impact that that campus brings.
Well, I couldn't agree more. We'll start with the CASP and the international programs. And that started with actually a Republican Senator Kasten, who let us know about the funds, and we were able to connect with his government to get those funds. So we did have bipartisan support in those days. And I am not, you're not the only one that was impacted by that. I would venture to say that I cannot go anywhere in this community without someone telling me why they just heard from a certain student in a certain part of the world, whether it's the Ukraine, Japan, Central America, that they know exactly what's going on with them now. One family who hosted 8 students just had a reunion with all 8 students in Europe this past summer.
Wow. Wow.
And I know that from the earliest days that another couple just took 2 of their students on a cruise this last year. It's not just that this campus is closing. We are part of the Wisconsin idea. And the Wisconsin idea, lots of things I'd like to clarify. When you talked about other campuses closing, this is what we are missing and we're not understanding from our state legislature, going back, from my point of view, to Scott Walker and Ray Cross and their idea of cutting funds to public education. And this has been going on. Ray Cross then hired Kathleen Sandine, and they decided how to go about cutting things. Now, I want to just give a couple things here.
Go ahead.
In the last 8 years, we have been at Richland cut 65% of our funding.
Wow.
No wonder we don't have anybody there.
Yep.
The interesting point that I don't quite understand is that all through the years and right up until about 4 years ago, the UW colleges were the least expensive way for the state to educate and begin a college career for a student in the state. If they talk about wanting tuition and students to be able to go to college, these colleges were a place to start. They were the bare bones. They had exactly what you wanted. They had faculty that knew every student, smaller classes, and when they transferred, I don't have the exact statistic right now, but it was a very high statistic that our transfer students, who were guaranteed transfers to any of the four-year campuses at that time, got a higher grade point average upon graduation than students who started at the four-year institutions. So if you want to talk about worrying about your college and your student having enough money and coming out of college in debt, why aren't the state legislators, why aren't they paying attention to what people really need in this community?
I couldn't agree more. Linda, we have about 3 minutes left here this morning. We're going to try to do our show live in Richland Center next week at some point. We'd love to have you come on then. But in the last 3 minutes, what points would you like to make to our listeners this morning?
Well, I would just like to say that several years ago, UW-Richland realized that we're in sort of an educational desert here and a cultural one, and that people who moved to this community saw the campus as the face of the community. And it developed that UW-Richland could offer a complete university experience for area students by having a diverse population from Madison, Milwaukee, and from international countries, so that local students and those students had a safe environment. And that's one of the reasons that the international students love coming here. Mm. We had a safe environment where all those students were able to interact and get to know each other in a way that you cannot get on a larger campus. So I guess I would like to say I am very disappointed in our state legislators who are not paying attention to what our community wants. I must admit I've had hundreds of calls yesterday, emails. The community here wants to have a university presence and a cultural educational center. We do have, as Marty Brewer said, we have to make plans if things don't happen, but we would certainly appreciate a civil discourse, as Jay Rothman recently wrote in the paper, that we would like to have a civil discourse on what is the real purpose of education and how can the Wisconsin idea still be conducted?
It'd be nice if he showed up and had that discussion in person, wouldn't it, before he cut everything?
I was quite
astonished. How the heck can you do that and not show up?
This would come out without any sort of personal. But I will say that the Chancellor of Platteville had refused to work with us for the last year.
And we're going to talk about that. Linda Gentis, thank you very much for the Richland County Board. Enjoy your Thanksgiving as much as you can. We'll talk to you soon. We're back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.